Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. On today's Part of My Take, we have dog show judge Rick Weirich. Yes, that is right. We have dog show judge Rick Weirich. We talked to him about what goes into dog shows, what goes into judging dogs, Dalmatians, how many dog testicles he's touched in his life. Actually, a very fun, illuminating interview. Something a little different because we had the Westminster show, and we'll talk about going to that. We also have Howie Mandel. You probably know him because you've seen him on TV. Well, he joined us. He was disgusted by us. He wanted to punch Bubba in the face, but I actually kind of like Howie because he's got a brand and he owns it. We have Bachelor Talk for guys that don't watch The Bachelor, Hot Seat, Cool Throne, and guys on chicks. So before we get to all of that, though, studies show that 52% of guys will experience erectile dysfunction at some point in their life. A lot of guys think it's just the way they're built, but actually, it can be the first sign of something a lot more serious, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a heart condition, or diabetes. Roman is a one-stop shop for men's health, and here's where you guys can get it. With their own licensed physicians and certified pharmacies across the country, which means the whole process will be quick and painless for you. You can go sign up. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to do any of that. Go check them out. They take care of everything from online diagnosis to fast deliveries of your FDA-approved medication. Being a Roman member means no waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, no trips to the pharmacy. Listen, guys, we're guys, okay? Guys sometimes have some things. Well, Roman is where you can go get it checked out at GetRoman.com/take. Guys, if you're experiencing ED, go online and get checked by the doctor right now. I know ED can be tough to talk about and tackle, but with Roman, it's easy, anonymous, and only takes a few minutes to get started. To waive Roman's usual online visit fee, go to GetRoman.com/take. That is GetRoman.com/take, or click the link in the description box below. That's GetRoman.com/take for your free online visit. Guys, do it. Make sure that you make your health a priority in 2019. GetRoman.com/take. Okay, let's go. Boy! Boy!
Now in the street there is violence, and then I love some work to be done. No place to hang a low washing, and then I can't.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar School Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by our brand new YouTube page. Listen, if we get to 20,000 subscribers, which we're close.
When
we get to 20,000 subscribers, thank you, Hank, which we're close, we will be releasing a never-before-seen BVT clip. So go subscribe right now to the Pardon My Take YouTube page. Thank you for doing that.
Can you give me a hint on what it is, Hank?
No, I can't.
Please, just a little hint.
You've seen it. You were in it.
Oh, okay. It's so funny. Oh, okay. I remember. It was awesome.
Today is Wednesday, February 13th. We almost got stuck in time right there.
Stuck in the snake.
Like, imagine if I never said that and we just didn't. Then the show would have just gone forever and we would have lost It would have been Interstellar.
Snuck in the snake draft that is February.
Yes.
The month of February.
What's up, guys? So, Westminster Dog Show, we went.
We went.
Bad Boys are back.
We did not get kicked out.
We had tickets this time.
We were technically not allowed in, but we still went.
Yep.
Fuck the man.
We got to see the dogs up close and personal. Some really good boys and girls.
We're blowing some vape smoke in their ear, getting them real high before the show.
Blowing that. I thought that was going to be something different, but yeah. Were you vaping in there?
Dude, you got to vape
in a dog's. You were not vaping in there. You can't vape in a dog's face.
You can. I've done it, and I will continue to. Dogs love vape. It's a relatively unknown fact, but I would imagine that the more chill a dog is, the higher percentage it has to win its competition.
So I can't tell if those dogs are chill or not because all their owners are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the dog owners, just any animal competition owner, yeah, is going to have a high probability of just being like a real wingbat.
It's like debutantes or like when they have the little girls
pageants.
And pageants,
that's
the pageant moms,
yeah,
and then dog show people. So fun time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people dressed like they were going on the Titanic, tuxedos and mink coats, which is a weird move to wear like a mink coat to an animal show.
Yeah, just being like, hey, you better act right because yeah, I'm liable to turn you into a jacket.
We really hate PETA. We're not only wearing these coats, but we love full breeding of dogs.
Half the people were wearing like formal wear, evening formal wear, and then yeah, the other half were just wearing shirts that had dogs on them. Just to remind everybody, hey, in case you didn't know the fact that I was attending a dog
yes
show, outside of this, I also support dogs.
Love dogs.
I love dog use.
Can I address the elephant in the room with the dog show? Dog balls are very weird.
They vary from breed to breed.
But you just don't usually see balls on dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob Barker has gotten... Hank looked confused at me for a second.
I'm talking about like tennis balls.
No, I'm talking about the testicles,
testes.
Yeah. It's just an unsettling sight because you don't really usually see dog balls.
Yeah, so we cut Leroy's balls off when he was like 8 months old.
Okay.
Because they hung down so much that when he'd sit on the ground, he'd just smash them right in there.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh! He just didn't realize that he was
when you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, so we just said, hey, we're going to cut these off. And now they're in a jar in our living room, which is nice.
That's really nice. Maybe wear them as a necklace sometime.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the Westminster
dog show was cool. We got to go check it out. I don't really have... We have a judge on the show, which was very fun. Get inside the... And by the way, I have to say, shout out to our bookers, because they got a judge who had a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Weirich was a guy...
Delightful.
I gave him a passing grade on his demeanor.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens at the dog show if the dogs just start fucking?
I think you just get
because,
awesome dogs.
I mean, yeah, you get... But they might not like those awesome
dogs. Well,
those dogs
would be mutts,
because they're not purebred.
The mutts
yeah
are better.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you see that the jowls on the Neapolitan Mastiff, and you're like, fellas, and you're like, whoa,
yeah,
I can see myself.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying.
If I'm a dog, there's a lot of temptation
all
at the dog show.
All the dogs listening know what we're saying.
It's the most beautiful dogs in the world. It's like Temptation Island, basically.
It's the hottest dogs.
You get them in a room together, and you shake them around, they're going to end up fucking.
And there's dog balls everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's move from, we have more dog show talk with the dog show judge, but let's go to the real news of the day. Joe Maddon has released the catchphrase for the Cubs. Own it now.
I like that's Cub better.
Yeah, dude, I'm so done with fucking catchphrases. I just wanted to, like, stop.
Is that what's going to be on the sweatshirts when they come out in October?
Well, you get it, own it now, because then if you rearrange it, it spells one.
What?
If own it now, then
now
backwards is one. So you're
is
like
that why
one to,
he just wanted to use the word now?
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever. So I just
that,
it's the dumbest fucking
now
thing
now that's
ever
what I call music.
Yes.
Really just means like best album of the year.
Stop doing phrases. You don't need phrases anymore.
Okay.
Own it now.
Just bring it back to Magicians.
Yeah, the real
W. I like
oh,
W.
What? That's West Side. What you just did. Be
that,
careful. Don't show that around here.
That's
man.
Actually MAGA Hank supporting President Bush.
Whew. The real news is we have Kyler Murray has made the correct decision, and he's going to be an NFL quarterback.
Yes, he is.
A really good one, probably, too. And now we get to debate for the next 2 months whether he will be a first-rounder, which he will.
He will be.
He will. But people are going to have fun debating it.
Let's not look too far ahead. We're still going to be able to debate for the next 2 weeks how tall he is before he gets measured.
Right.
So there's a lot of people saying he's not 5'10". A lot of people saying 5'9".
Well, and actually, I think he's 5'8 and a half.
I'm kind of rooting for that.
I think no one's saying he's 5'10".
I'm kind of rooting for that, man. I mean, he will be carrying the flag for us 5'9 guys.
Grow some hair.
and then puff it up.
The thing they're not talking about with him, though, he has tall shoulders.
Oh.
So when he throws, it's like an extra inch.
He does have
tall shoulders.
An absolute cannon of an arm. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll be fine. But it will be fun to watch everyone try to do some hand-wringing. It wasn't enough that we had to do the baseball verse football debate. Now we have to do the will he be a first rounder. Again, he will be.
He will be.
He will be.
The concern is, like, you want a GM wants to draft a prototypical size quarterback, because then if they ever get fired, they're like, hey, well, you know what? I drafted the 6'4 guy.
Right.
Because they're saying, oh, he's going to get his passes knocked down. But I submit that getting your passes batted at the line of scrimmage is better, because some of those balls would have turned into interceptions.
True.
So Brock Osweiler throws a lot of balls that don't get tipped.
And he trips over himself.
That's why he throws so many interceptions.
Kyler Murray will not trip over himself.
That's a fact.
He is lower to the ground. And then the A's, poor A's, they're doing this thing where they think they can still make him not a football player. Mm-hmm. It's very sad. Look, baseball's great, American's pastime, but if you have the choice of being an NFL quarterback or an outfielder, maybe an outfielder for the Oakland A's, it's not really a choice.
That's good.
And it's like it's the national brand of being a national hero versus being maybe at your absolute peak. Like, look at Mike Trout. Okay.
Who?
Well, yeah, Brock Osweiler has probably more. That's a bad example because he's taller.
Yeah,
stands out. Starting quarterbacks in the NFL are the top, they're apex predators in the sports world.
Especially if there are ducks involved.
Right.
And you just shoot all of them and kill them.
Shingle your fucking your shed with a bunch of ducks.
By the way, Trout was in that picture too.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't even realize it.
I had no idea.
I was just like, hey, here's Carson Wentz and a bunch of fans that went duck shooting together.
Here's Carson Wentz, and he just sided his entire house with ducks. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be weird if Kyler Murray does go to the Cardinals, because there's that thing, like, he signed with Cliff Kingsbury's agent.
Stay woke.
And no two players and coaches in the history of the NFL have had the same agent before. Like, it's weird. It's something that doesn't happen. Who knows? But if he goes to Arizona and then the Athletics go down there for spring training in Phoenix, and he sees, like, Billy Bean at the hot dog stand, and it's like, hey buddy,
sucks.
Tell you what, I'll pay for this one. Billy Bean will be like, good.
Sucks.
Hot dogs are undervalued.
The other rumor that's going around, I saw this floated out there, that the Cardinals are going to draft Kyler Murray, and then the Patriots are going to trade for Josh Rosen. Because Hank, have to deal with who is Belichick going to bring in behind Tom Brady.
I pray that it's Will Greer. I need it. He's primed for that late first round, second round, third round even.
I don't know. I don't know where he's going to be drafted. He'll probably, wherever he's going to be drafted today, he will be drafted higher once the draft comes, because that's every quarterback just keeps going up and up and up.
The thing about NFL quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round, they immediately lose value. They're like a used car once you take them off the lot. So Josh Rosen lost a lot of value this year. If you were to just trade a draft pick for him, probably what would you give him?
I'd give him first round first pick.
You would?
Yeah.
If you're Bill Belichick, what are you offering for Rosen?
Probably first rounder.
Probably fifth round.
No, first rounder.
Actually, probably 199th, the sixth round pick.
Yeah.
That Tom Brady pick.
No, I'm a big draft. Where you get drafted is what your value is for the rest of your life.
So what I'm saying is, like, he loses value in his first year.
Yeah.
But then once you're a starting quarterback for 2 years or more, then you gain value.
Well, then everyone talks about, are they going to pay him?
Yeah. And then
the big contract is coming up.
But then you get a sucker team like the Vikings to step in and pay somebody that's not very good because they've gotten better. It's a very weird market for an NFL quarterback.
Kirk Cousins with his freaking suntan lotion on his nose.
I had a good tweet that I didn't use.
Sounds like it was good.
Don't
compliment yourself.
A verbal tweet. Well, it didn't go out there.
Yeah.
It was similar to the Drew Brees thing that I didn't tweet the other week. So Kirk.
Oh,
Cousins,
another great one.
Kirk Cousins puts out the picture of him with sunglasses, or no, with sunscreen all over his face, right? Just dripping sunscreen off of his nose. And it's like, Tom Brady, I let my kids kiss me on my face. Kirk Cousins, hold my beer.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, then tweet that one out.
Yeah, that's a little much.
But you can imagine.
Yeah, I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just did. Hey, Hank, SeatGeek question.
Yeah.
Promo code TAKE, get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase.
Great deal.
You ready for it?
I am.
What's your hot seat cool throw?
My hot seat is Bigfoot and Aliens.
Yes.
So Jose Canseco, hopefully a future recurring guest of the show, need to get him on.
We have to pay him first.
future recurring just kind of blew my mind.
Pete Rose and Jose Canseco. He's the only two guys that have demanded payment.
You know what we'll do? It'll be like the Parent Trap, and we'll tell them that Jose is paying Pete to appear on the show, and that Pete is paying Jose to appear on the show. Then let them send invoices to each other.
Is that the Freaky Friday one?
Yes.
Same movie.
But he's been tweeting out like all day today to go on a Bigfoot and alien excursion with Jose Canseco, contact Morgan Management, and then he just put out a phone number.
Love it.
So that service has got to be blown up. It's only a matter of time before, you know, we find aliens, Bigfoot, and then we're like...
Well, if Jose Canseco's on the case, they're as good as caught.
That's what I'm saying. It's only a matter of time. Like, right. Once the excursion happens, we're going to be in another universe.
I like how he combined two of them. Like, aliens and Bigfoot. Like,
well, if you're going out for a Bigfoot hunt, you might as well catch, you know, aliens while you're out there.
I figure it's one of those, like, shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars.
Nice.
Like, if
you just have that in, like, a nice painting above your bed?
Yeah, well, if you got two of them, chances are you're going to get at least one of your two goals, right?
Right. And then if you don't get either, it's like, well, our goals were too lofty.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it'll just be Ozzy wearing a Chewbacca costume, Ozzy Canseco, and he just shoots his brother.
My cool throne is kids disappearing. Okay. So apparently this could have been a Hanks Hot in the Streets, but apparently the cool new trend.
I don't know if that's hot in the streets.
This isn't cool.
No, CBS Baltimore tweeted this out. Parents beware, which means you know it's cool. Teens are apparently daring each other to disappear for 2 days in hopes their picture will show up on social media. So that's what the cool kids are doing.
Yeah. The most classic local news story of all time, when they thought, like, somebody sent in a hot tip that kids were eating Tide Pods.
Oh, so you're trying to go
five. And then it became, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm actually, no kids, don't do this.
But?
If you do go viral.
I mean,
there's something to be said about being viral. Uh-huh.
Like, your name, like, a picture of you with, like, thousands and thousands of retweets.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. That's the
this
dream.
This is a pickle now. Okay.
And then everybody's going to be happy to see you when you get back.
By the way,
don't do this.
This is not funny, not a funny segue, but remember Abducted in Plain Sight, we're doing the review on Monday.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? You saw it.
I mean, Jesus
what
did
the fuck?
Go PFT missing saw it for like 3 days and he became super viral. Right?
PFT texted me, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lot of what the fucks in there.
We'll get to it. So watch it.
Also,
but what the fuck?
Features like one of the best friends of all time. A great friend move.
Yeah.
Just a buddy move.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Netflix is stealing that.
What do you mean?
Chrissy Teigen, who's like, oh, we need more crime documentaries because I'm obsessed. I didn't mean to make that a mean tone, but whatever. Netflix said, can we recommend Abducted in Plain Sight? Like throughout the entire one, you'll just keep saying, what the fuck? First of all, Netflix, you're not allowed to swear.
They stole what the fuck?
Yeah, well, they stole, like, I mean, everyone's been tweeting, what the fuck, what the fuck? Hey, Netflix, we're already going to buy your shit. We're already going to watch all the crime dramas. Like, back off.
Mm-hmm.
Let us say what the fuck.
Yeah, and also, please don't investigate who's sharing passwords. Thank you.
Correct. I tried to follow them, and I want to slide in and be like, free password?
Probably. Yeah, they'd probably give it to you.
Yeah, they probably
would. Nobody really pays for Netflix, right?
I feel like we could, if you slide in, we could maybe like get a
show. Oh, TV show?
Oh,
question mark?
Oh, how many retweets for our own TV show?
Do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do it.
Okay, my hot seat is insects. Okay? They are dying at an alarming rate.
Oh, no.
40% of the world's insects are now going extinct.
That's actually bad.
Yes, that's why they're on the hot seat.
Yeah,
we're
it's really
all
bad.
In the hot seat then.
So no, well, it's going to take a while for it to reach us. Plus,
what's a while?
Let me do the math real quick. 100 years. So we're going to be dead.
I don't believe you.
Which is great.
Feels like
I don't really care about bugs. So let's stop calling them insects. They're bugs. That's what they are.
Yeah,
and
but
spiders are included in this.
You don't understand. This is like when your take when you didn't care about beavers, and I told you they are the linchpin to the entire ecosystem.
I don't think I ever said
I didn't care about beavers or wolves.
I know.
And now bugs?
No, I care.
Someone make a list. PFT doesn't care about any of your favorite animals.
I care very deeply about wolves. That's why I want to see them culled so that the ecosystem can thrive.
All you bug people out there, PFT is just shitting down your mouth.
Whatever. I don't know how they, like, how do you think they do the counting of all these bugs?
Buffalo Bill, you're listening. All the insects you have in your house, you creep.
To say, like, 40% of the world's insects are dying at an alarming rate, like, whose job is that to count?
I mean, we if you go on Barstool Gold, that's a perfect, that was not a planned plug, but if you go on Barstool Gold, we talk to a marine biologist whose job is to literally count the fish in the ocean.
I feel like a bug's harder to count than a fish.
Well,
though.
I think you just kind of count, like, you know, your backyard, and then you're like, well, there's a billion backyards.
Multiply?
Yep.
So, or they just send like Eli Manning outside, and then when he gets back in, they check his mouth.
Hey, fly swatter.
See how many have flown in there over the course of an hour, and then multiply that by 365. That's how many are dying this year.
Both work.
Yeah, okay. My other hot seat is everyone.
Oh, I thought we already... The bugs and then us.
No, everyone is on the hot seat for a different reason,
okay.
Much more immediate reason, and that is El Chapo has just been convicted, and so there will be punishment. I'm sure he is not going to take this lightly. I'm sure he's planning his escape as we speak.
But if he's not in American jail.
If he's not already escaped, you think,
I think we're good.
There's a jail in the world that can contain El
Chapo? Yeah, we're good.
My friend, he's in your neighborhood.
No, be worried about the next guy because they're like El Chapo's done. Now there's a next guy.
No, it's like when Pablo Escobar died, everything turned to chaos.
Right.
Like when there's not a central kingpin.
But don't worry, worried about El Chapo.
Oh, I'm worried about El Chapo.
No,
and I'll know. Fortunately for me, I live farther away from him than you do, where he's currently being stored.
Where is he being stored?
In Brooklyn.
What?
So you will die before I will. I'll have a nice little heads
up. Now I'm worried.
Yeah, you and Hank.
He's really in Brooklyn?
Yeah, you and Hank won't show up for work for 2 days, and it'll either be to go super viral. Or because El Chapo was killed you.
Damn.
And so I'll have a nice heads up to just run away from New York City.
They're going
to
keep him somewhere else, though. He's going to Leavenworth.
Well, I don't know.
That's where they send everyone.
That's where Mike Vick went.
Did he?
Yeah, and he got out.
Shit, that's true. He did.
Yeah, he's coaching teams now.
Well, no, he's not.
Well, he's quitting teams
now.
Yeah, he could be anywhere. My cool throne is dad's.
Okay.
Because we're all in agreement now that traveling is no longer called in the NBA. So dads, you were right. They don't call it anymore.
It was a gather step,
bro. It's tough to watch. No, it was five steps. The Bradley Beal, he put the hezzy. He put the major hezzy on recurring guest Blake. And did you see Blake Griffin's face when he was like flying past him?
No.
He just had this look like, what the fuck? Why aren't you
it's
calling
a gather
this?
Step.
There were three gather steps, and,
yeah.
And then there were two more steps.
No one said you can't take multiple gather steps.
Is that a rule?
Yeah, you just take as many gather. As long as you say gather step, if you yell it
if
out,
you
it's
call
like bank.
It's like yelling first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying that dads, because if you've had a dad, they always say like, oh, they don't.
We all had a dad.
They don't call traveling. What else do they say? Fanny packs are coming back. They're right
layup
about
counts
that.
Is two.
The shorts layup are getting smaller again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called
that's
that
a good thing.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I squatted
and I call
on that
it constantly
for a while.
Shorts in general.
Yeah.
Shorts are my thing.
Yeah. And so dads are definitely on the cool throne. And also my cool throne is hockey fellowship.
Okay.
So did you see there was
this
pickup?
Is all over the place.
There was a pickup hockey game, and a player died on the ice in like a beer league.
That's not fun.
Yeah, it wasn't fun until one of the other players went over and gave him mouth-to-mouth and CPR and brought him
saved
back to life.
So he didn't die.
So it's like
he
you getting
die.
Arrested.
He did not die.
He died for
no,
a matter of minutes.
He's still alive.
I'm just saying, you don't see that in the NBA.
He's not dead.
His life was detained.
Yeah.
His life
he
was
held.
Was detained by Satan.
God held
he said,
his life.
He said Satan.
Well, no, he's a hockey player.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So his life was held by God.
That's the ultimate hezzy, if it was the NBA, like dying for a second and then coming back.
Pulled
the hezzy on Satan.
Well, it was a gather step. It was a gather step on Satan. All right, my hot seat, I got two. The first is I'm looking at it live right now.
Nope.
The Los Angeles Lakers. Ooh, what do you think I was going to say, Hank?
Nothing.
The Los Angeles Lakers are losing right now by 7 points to the Atlanta Hawks with 1:26 left in the game. Can I also just friendly reminder that the Los Angeles Lakers, if the playoffs started today, would not be in it. They are.
Do they start today?
Nope, they'll be 3 games out after tonight's loss to the Hawks. And there's another team in between them, so just a Just start looking about it. You know, LeBron out of my arm. I don't want to miss the playoffs.
Well, so since they beat the Celtics, that must mean the Celtics are really bad.
Well, it's funny because everyone's like, that happened. Rondo hit the game winner, and it was like, well, problem solved. The Lakers are okay. And then they're out of the playoffs right now. All right, my other hot seat is the NFL Hall of Fame. You ready for this, boys? You ready for some stats? Tell me who the all-time NFL QB through age 30 was in passing yards, attempts, completions. Tell me. Through age 30.
Bart Starr.
Who was number one in passing
in
yards?
In passing yards?
Passing yards
okay,
through
not,
age 30.
Not completions or attempts.
No, in attempts and in completions
oh, in
as
all,
well.
In
yes,
all of those.
All three of those.
Stafford.
Yes.
No
Matthew
way.
Stafford. Matthew Stafford turned 31 earlier this week. He, through age 30... is number one in passing yards, number one in attempts, number one in completions, number two in games played, number three in passing touchdowns. Matthew Stafford is going to be a real problem for the NFL Hall of Fame when he plays 10 more years and has every record and is the shittiest quarterback of all time.
Well, he was drafted 1-1 overall, so he's actually a very, very good player.
I've been warning people about this,
though. According to your chart.
But I've been warning people about this. This is Matthew Stafford. It came around at the perfect time where he got all of the, like, new offensive NFL. Because even, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, all those guys, like Drew Brees, at the beginning of their career, they didn't, first of all, they didn't play right away. Mm-hmm. Except Peyton Manning, but they also weren't in the NFL with the offensive rules the way they are now. Matthew Stafford was basically the most perfect, terrible quarterback to come along and play as much as he is. If he plays for like 10 more years, he will have every record.
I think you're overlooking the fact that he's gotten to play in the Lions for a long time, so it's not like he's running the ball in the second half.
No. Everything has worked out perfectly. Matthew Stafford is going to be hilarious when he owns records, and people are like, "Nope, not a Hall of Famer."
How much responsibility do you feel as a Bears fan that your team has let him do this twice a year?
They have.
I think you
got
to look in the mirror before you start addressing Matthew.
Although they're an easy win now. That's what I can't remember. Someone on the Bears said that.
Don't say that. Detroit Don and Superfan.
I love those guys. I fucking love those guys. Detroit Don is on Twitter now. Tweets. Probably don't want to look too far into those tweets. My cool throne is Antonio Brown because he broke up with the Steelers before they could break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, thanks for the memories, Pittsburgh, even though he's got three more years on his contract.
I love that move. Just being like, later guys,
peace.
I'm out. It's been fun. Well, acting like he's a free agent.
Who says that means he's leaving? Maybe
he did. He literally said peace out.
He spoke it into existence.
I thought he just said thanks for the memories. Like,
oh, just like more good times to come.
No, he said like more demands or like new demands. Hashtag new demands.
And he bleached his mustache.
Oh,
it's
that took
all
a hard
weird.
Turn from where I thought that was going to go.
No, he bleached his mustache, and well, I don't know about the other stuff, but he broke up with the Steelers. It's over. He's as good as traded.
He
right?
He could learn a lot from Heath Miller because if you recall, Heath Miller was such a Steeler that he let fans continue believing that he was still on the team 3 years after he was gone.
Yeah.
Whenever Jesse James would catch a ball.
Correct.
They'd be like,
Juju could do that for Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Everyone just
Why do you think they
number.
Look alike?
You thought Heath Miller and...
No, I'm saying the Pittsburgh fans did.
Yeah.
I did, and I could tell them apart very easily.
You said Heath a lot.
No, Jesse
Every
James.
Time.
No, I was saying Jesse.
This is going to be just the Jets getting Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and then still winning six games, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be so funny.
So we're all in agreement. They're going to add a lot of skill positions next year. And you know what? It's going to be a big indictment on the management for getting rid of Todd Bowles 1 year too early.
I want them to both get in the same team and just have this all go down again. Like, mm-hmm. Le'Veon Bell is going to sign a new deal and 1 year in it be like, I'm not paid enough.
I really hope they just don't both go to the Ravens and then suck on the Ravens.
They're not going to go to the Ravens.
You don't think so?
No way!
Because Antonio Brown hates the Steelers' ownership right now.
Yeah, but
and he hates Mike Tomlin. He hates Big Ben.
The Browns, maybe, but the Ravens, I mean,
actually,
the Ravens don't throw the ball.
You know what just happened? Antonio Brown incepted me into believing he was leaving as a free agent.
Yes.
So he was going to pick his destination. That's how good it is. Of course they're not going to send him to the Ravens.
He should just sign a free agent contract and see if anyone's like, hey, wait a second.
Be like, stop me.
Just like, I'm like one of those pictures where he's got the pen and he's just like, thank God, God bless. This is a great day to be a Baltimore Raven.
Yeah.
Like, wait, huh?
We're all in agreement, though, that Blake Bortles and the Jaguars broke the Steelers last year, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just
yeah.
Absolutely ruined that franchise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. All right, let's get some interviews. First up, we have Dog Show Judge Rick Weirich. Yes, that's his name. And he was delightful. Very fun. We learned about dog shows, what makes a good dog. Spoiler alert, all of them are good dogs, and all this other stuff. Then we will go to Howie Mandel.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, here he is, Rick Y. Rich, Dog Show Judge. Okay, we now welcome on a special guest. It is a Best in Show, no, Westminster, no, AKC Judge. It is Rick Y. Rich. So he's here for the Westminster Best in Show competition, and he was judging the Dalmatians.
Watching.
No.
I was watching the Dalmatians.
Oh, you're watching, but you have judged Dalmatians.
Oh, many
before.
Times.
So you are an official judge of the AKC, correct?
That is correct.
We are running right now. So we wanted to judge. We wanted a dog show judge on the show to explain dog shows and what happens behind it and what goes into judging these dogs, because this is once a year. It's kind of the Super Bowl. Everyone,
oh,
all
it
eyes
is.
On Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely.
So let's start there.
Okay.
Tell us first how you got into judging dogs. How do you get to that point?
Well, most people start by breeding them and showing them and training them.
Okay.
And then after they've been in it a few years, some people say, you know, I want to be a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, no, I never want to judge. A lot of people don't even like being in the ring. They love their dogs. They love the sport. So they hire professional handlers to do it for them.
Okay.
Me? I liked being in the ring with the dogs, and then I would show other people's dogs to pay my entry fee for my dogs.
Nice. That's smart.
Yeah. Because I got started in dogs in the 70s.
Okay.
And that's back when Motel 6 was $6 a night. You know?
Okay.
Really was.
Yeah.
And you could travel and go around now. But now, of course, it's like everything else. It's gotten very expensive.
Yes, very expensive.
You just taught me something. I didn't know that Motel 6, that's why they called it that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What about Super 8?
Same thing.
$8?
It was $8, but that was after. That was back when inflation was starting.
What about the Holiday Inn?
Don't know about that. They were always more expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Motel 6 for me.
So you get into, you love dogs. You get into the world of dog breeding and dog shows. You become a judge. Now, how many times a year do you do like a actual show where you are the judge?
That depends on really, because the sport is changing so much. And
how so?
Well, it's not as big as it used to be in the 80s. It was huge.
Interesting.
And but, you know, there's not very many young kids coming into it anymore. When I started in the 70s, I was in my mid-20s, late 20s, and there were families with the kids. The mother and father brought, you know, they brought 14 dogs, and they had all the kids doing the grooming and in the showroom, in the ring, if there was a conflict. But nowadays, you know, they all got their...
Why is that? I feel like dogs have never been more popular.
I think they have. They are very, very popular now, but it's just different. Purebred dogs are not that interested anymore, and it's gotten expensive. And the young kids you see at the dog shows are kind of gearing themselves to be professional handlers because they love dogs.
And they like being in the spotlight, too.
Yeah.
Do you think it has anything to do with people like me who like to shame people who get dogs from breeders?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saved a life. I don't know about you, but I saved a life.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yep.
But there's a whole different aspect of that. The PETA people, the Humane Society
of the
United States.
Oh, I don't like PETA.
Well, they're all, PETA guy. You know, it's all about lawyers.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not about really saving
dogs.
I
saved the dog's life, and I
absolutely
want you to thank me for it.
And I do.
Who rescued who?
And exactly. I rescue dogs, too.
Oh, congratulations.
We have a whole, I mean, almost every purebred dog club has a rescue arm to it.
That's good to know. I did not know that.
So if you want... Like, let's say you want to buy an Afghan hound.
Yeah.
You go to Afghan Rescue.
It's like a fraternity doing, like, a charity drive.
Absolutely. And and you get called sometimes if you're, you know, like in our breed club, somebody says, we have an emergency. Can you foster a dog?
Uh-huh.
You know, so they'll say, yeah, I've got room. I'll foster this dog for till it finds a home.
Okay. Yeah.
So, permanent home.
So what kind of dogs have you bred before in the past?
Dalmatians for sure. That was my first breed. And
can you walk me through the whole fire dog aspect? Because I'm
sure.
Sure.
Oh,
I
always
that.
Love to tell this one. It's because everybody doesn't really understand it. But Dalmatians were, back in the day, in the old days, they were actually the dogs that the gypsies bred a lot. They were an all-purpose walking dog. working dog. Mm. You know, the gypsies had those big caravans, and they would breed dogs. And one of the things they, I guess, they think that the Dalles go all the way back to Egypt, but who knows? You know, they're spotted dogs on hieroglyphics and things like that, but who really knows?
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, but anyway, the gypsies used them as a kind of overall working dogs, and they would – but they had – the gypsies had to – were traveling all the time. So they bred this dog that was really good for endurance and trotting and staying with the horses and all that sort of thing. And it would guard the caravans at night when they were in the tavern. So the,
interesting.
So the thing goes. So what happens is after the millennia of all these dogs being bred all the time, they have this real affinity with horses. So – when the Brits, you know, Brits are the ones that started dog shows, you know. And
that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yep. It was to basically to get to breed a better gun dog, to, you know, whatever. Mm. And they discovered them in Dalmatia, or actually in Croatia, brought them to England. And at that time, fire engines and all that stuff were still horse-drawn. And so that they had seen that these dogs were real affinity, had a real affinity for horses.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they actually, that's how they kind of got with the fire the carriages, the horse-drawn carriages. And then when they came over to the United States, same thing, because they were still horse-drawn. And then it kind of just evolved into the fire station thing.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody – I mean, you used to hear wives' tales, oh, Dalmatians, they're deaf, so that's why they're in fire. You know.
No.
Crazy
not
stuff
true.
Like that.
Not true. Not
myth
true.
Debunked
do you
on
ever,
this show.
Do you ever get nervous breeding Dalmatians that someone might come and steal it, like a rich woman with – Krill development.
Like, just, yeah. It's because their name
that?
Just happened to be Krill.
Yeah, how real was that movie?
Not real at all.
Okay. Has there ever been, like, a coat made out of Dalmatians that
not
you're aware
that
of?
I know of.
That's fucked
okay.
up.
Okay, that would be bad
that
if
would
it
be
was.
Awful.
I just want to say on the record,
yeah.
We are anti-puppy killing
all
for their
is,
coats.
On the record, no.
No, not going to.
No.
Krill DeVille is canceled.
No, no.
So do we consider the Dalmatians to be first responders of the dog breeds?
Oh, you could now that term is here. You know, it wasn't here 20 years ago.
Yeah.
There was no such thing. Just fire engine dog.
Yes,
okay, or fire
engine
dog. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Budweiser has taken it to a new level.
True.
You know, with the trained Dalmatians and the Clydesdales. Mm-hmm. But my dog, she's 11 years old, but about 3 years ago I took her to Arizona to see a friend of mine who has Arabians, and she just walked right up and hang out with the dog, with the horses. Never seen one before in her life.
Interesting.
And I thought, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And in the Dalmatian Club of America, we have a national show every year, as most all breed, as purebred clubs do, and we have what they call coaching trials.
Mm-hmm.
So they have competitions, and it can get expensive. That's why I've never done it.
Okay, one last question about Dalmatian, just the breed. How many articles of clothing do you own that has Dalmatians on it?
One.
That's it?
Yeah,
all pins and like hats and socks.
Oh, okay, you're getting into
yeah.
That. Well, I do.
I'm
an artist in my part in part time, and so I had some white shoes like yours.
Okay.
And you know, one day we had a thing at one of the Dalmatian shows. It was like called Wolfstock. It's a big show in California.
That's
it's 4 days of shows in June in Vallejo, California. And it's like the fourth largest dog show in the country.
That's
because
awesome.
It's huge. But the whole thing is you dress up in tie-dye or whatever. And they have music all over the fairgrounds. And they have all these wild competitions of dogs and costumes. People in costumes. Dog people are crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We're
dog guys.
Well, we're not,
we're
not cat guy crazy. There is like an element of craziness.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a quick suggestion for maybe how you can get millennials more into dog show culture. I think
Please.
That has to do with the way that you rate the dogs. The way that, that young kids are relating to these more and more are just by saying 13 out of 10, very good doggo, mm-hmm. would pet.
Would boop
on the nose. And they just
wow.
and they just tweet. If you said that instead of saying that's first, that's second, that's third.
You'd be big on that.
But then they all get 13 out of 10s because they're all very
poopability.
Good dogs.
Poopability.
Poopability.
Oh, poopability.
Boop them on their nose.
Yeah. But you could poopability, too.
You could
too.
Do poopability. Yeah. All right, so that's actually a good segue.
Let's get into it. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Big Cat had some questions about this, too.
I mean, there is questions. So let's do this. Let's establish. Tell us what you're looking for as a judge when you are judging dogs. Because from guys like from where we're sitting on this side of the table, every dog is the best. Mm. Every dog is great. So I see a dog, I'm like, that one's a 10 out of 10.
Every dog is good, yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. How do you like judge and what are you looking for when you see the dogs?
Okay, AKC is basically a club of clubs. Mm-hmm. And that's all these national breed clubs like the Dalmatian Club of America, the Italian Greyhound Club of America. And each one of those clubs has been, over the years, to get certified by AKC, they've had to have all these pedigrees and say, look, these are really purebred dogs. And each one of those clubs has what they call a dog standard. That the club, the people that are trying to preserve the breed, basically back to its original origins, keep that going.
Got it.
And they've set these standards, and there's published standards, and all the judges have to know those standards. So, for instance, in a Dalmatian in the United States, it has to be it can't be over 24 inches tall. Mm. And the reasoning is that is if it was under the coach axle, you know,
yeah,
it couldn't do it, and it can't have its tail go up high. It's got to have its tail come straight off the back,
okay.
so it wouldn't get cut off by the. But so there's reasoning behind all this, and then also, you know, the history of it.
So all the standards are basically based on this historical what the perfect is. What the work was. Yeah, I read it. It said how closely each dog conforms to the judge's mental image of the perfect dog.
Right, and you have to learn that. That's why to become a judge. When you first start out, the AKC wants you to start out with the dogs you've been doing,
mm-hmm. right.
been working with for 12 years. So, it was like a 12-year minimum when I did it.
Yeah. So the Westminster Best in Show, when they get to the end, that person who's doing the judging, they know the perfect dog in each of those breeds?
They're supposed to, because they don't say, is this poodle better than this boxer,
right?
They say, is this a better poodle than the boxer is a boxer?
Oh, I like that's, that.
Yeah,
I like so, that. So,
I
so it's like
yeah, the boxer's the best. The boxer's better than the poodle.
In our mindset, it's like if you're doing a mock draft for the NFL, you just grade the players overall. That might not be how they go, like based on need.
Right.
But you're like, this guy, Josh Allen, is the platonic ideal of an NFL quarterback.
Fit. Yeah.
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 No, I like that. So,
oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, and when you're in the purebred ring with that single breed, you have to go, okay, is this Dalmatian, the way his shoulders, his hindquarters are built, the way the top line's supposed to be, all that's printed in a written standard that you're supposed to know as a judge.
Hmm.
And so, you know, dog one might have a better top line than dog two, which might be a little high, and he might, you know, so you end up getting the finer touches of things.
But right. You really have to know all the breeds insanely well in order to even be in consideration to be a judge at the best of show.
At the best of show, what happens is most best in show judges have to be qualified. The AKC says, okay, you've got enough groups. Like, let's say you have three groups. The non-sporting group, the terrier group, and the sporting group. You have so much dog knowledge in terms of what they look like, what a bone structure is supposed to be on most dogs, and so that you can go in and see at the end. And then the one other thing that counts is showmanship.
Right. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that.
It's a dog
that.
Show. Now, you can have a dog that is really great, perfect shoulders or great shoulders, great feet, good neck set, tail set's great, you know, the coat's good.
I just want to everyone who's listening to this right now, Rick is looking in deep into my eyes as he describes the perfect dog.
The perfect dog,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am the perfect dog. Keep going. Yeah.
And but if you're a dullard in the ring and you're just going, oh, no. Oh God, why am I here?
Uh-huh.
Because
that's
the worst thing to have as a dog breeder, a fabulous dog, and you go in the ring and he doesn't want to be there.
You need a dog that knows when the lights are on and it responds.
Have you guys ever seen Westminster,
Westminster
before?
Yeah.
You see those dogs that just kind of want it. You
right.
Know, like,
they have a little pizzazz.
Oh, yeah, that Sussex Spaniel, remember a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
that
of course.
Was the little brown dog that was not very glamorous, but it just was up there.
Did he win?
And he was barking, remember,
yes.
The whole time?
Yes. So is barking bad?
I don't think barking's bad.
Okay, my dog barks a lot.
My dog, it's bad if you can't get any sleep.
Well, yeah, that. But I'm saying, like, on the actual, if you bring a dog out, it's a beautiful, perfect dog, barking.
No, it's not good barking.
What about if they go to the bathroom?
Well, you can't judge them against that either.
You can't.
It's totally natural. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but in fact, the handler or the owner should know better.
Right.
It's a timing game, right?
But it is a dog.
But they have you know, they have exercise pens.
My dog will sometimes take a poop, and then she'll double bag me, like, go 10 feet down the road, and then take another one.
Yeah,
like,
so
whoa.
Yeah, mine double bags.
Yeah,
too.
Right. So you never see that coming.
But they know what these dogs that have been doing it for a while, and they go in the ring, they know what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know,
right.
They go, okay. Like, my dog was just, with me, was crazy. But a friend of mine would show her, and she'd just, like, snap, too. And get in that ring, she'd go, okay, we know what we're doing here.
What about growl?
Oh, that's bad.
Okay, so that's
that is bad.
Points off.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure.
What if it's a breed where the standard is they're supposed to be a little bit distrustful of strangers, like a guard dog? Isn't that good then?
There's actually a breed. Let's see what the Lhasa Apso. In the standard, it says dogs should be chary of strangers.
There you go.
You know, but when it's in the ring, it has to be at least behaved well enough. Right. So if you've got a dog. A whole breed of dog that's kind of, you know, they're supposed to be guard dogs, like Rottweilers.
Yes.
Okay, you go in Rottweiler, but you know, if the Rottweiler goes for somebody, that dog's out.
Okay,
it's a safety issue.
It's like MTV Challenge rules. Any physical contact, you're off
out.
The show.
Absolutely.
Got it. All right.
I have a bone to pick with dog show judges, and this might not apply to you, but it does, I think, apply to a lot of the best in show judges.
Mm-hmm.
Historically. From what I've seen, they tend to go most often to the poodles or to the dogs like the Portuguese water dog that maybe has a little hair design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that gets groomed a little bit closer. And it kind of leaves out, you know, some of the other working group dogs, some of the sporting group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
Believe me, I'm in Dalmatians and... which is in the non-sporting group with two poodles, Lhasa Apsos, Tibetan Terriers, all these hairy dogs.
Right.
And I'm in Italian Greyhounds with all those little fluffy dogs.
And
we get ignored in the group ring.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, why does that happen? Why do they always go for the more glamorous dogs?
I think that's just it. I think the glamorous dog catches their eye. Like in the toy group, those dogs are supposed to be up and, you know, I want this. Italian Greyhound is not that kind of dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's low key. It's like a big Greyhound.
Right.
You know, it's a couch potato dog. You know, it's not going to do that.
Right.
So it kind of gets overlooked. The Dalmatian, I think, gets overlooked because of there's so many glamorous dogs in the non-sporting group, and two of them are poodles.
Yeah. Now, is it true that every Dalmatian has the same amount of spots?
No.
Okay. I just made that up right now, but it sounded like it could be.
Yeah, 101.
Right. I believe that. Yeah. What about the attractiveness of the judge? Is that the handler, is that judged?
Okay. Some people say that happens.
I would say so. Like, if I had a really sweet dog, I'd be like, oh, Zac Efron or Emily Ratajkowski, why don't you show my dog? Sweep them off their feet, and like the hottest people in the world show my dog. That has to count.
That I think 90% of the dog show judges are very honest, and some of them are just some of them. You know, they see, you know,
right? They see something here. They see a guy who's got a great bone structure. You're like, oh, that dog. That I would actually try to pick a handler that looks exactly like my dog.
Well, it's amazing how many owners look
like
their dogs.
That's true, right? You slowly just morph into becoming.
I keep looking
that dog.
See these age spots here.
Right. Exactly. You're becoming a Dalmatian.
Is there who's the goat dog? Who's the greatest dog of all time?
Oh yeah, good question. Like Secretariat's the Mine. Greatest horse.
Yeah, your dog.
Well, all of ours. But like,
but in the dog show circuit, is there one that you look at
they
it?
No,
I think
it's like that's the LeBron of dogs.
I don't know because you have so many breeds, and I like so many. You know, the first time I went to a dog show, I thought, you know, can I bring about 35 of these home?
Yeah,
right. Me. You just
it's like going to the supermarket when you're hungry.
I want one of those. I want one of those. But you know, like there was a. Bichon Frise a couple of years ago that won a little fluffy, puffy white dog that was
I remember that guy.
A great show dog. And terriers make great show. There's been some great terriers. There was a Kerry Blue Russell years ago that was really good. There was, what was it, a pointer a couple of years ago that was good. But, you know, when I see the best in show at Westminster, I look at the seven dogs and I just go, you know. Point.
They're all good. Yeah.
They're so good.
Now, is there a difference in the level of competition or the style of competition in this era of dog shows as opposed to maybe the 80s or the 90s?
Yeah, it's like a live ball era versus a dead ball.
Well, grooming has gone over the top.
Okay.
I mean, some of these guys are unbelievable with their grooming. If you look back at poodles in the 40s and 50s, they look completely different.
What does
than
that
they
mean,
do
grooming?
Now.
Just they grooming. Brush them? Yeah, but they
the
just
wash
brush
them. Brush them.
The brushes have gotten better? Like, is it like the bats are different? In
the
baseball?
Scissors are better. The brushes are better.
Okay.
But the groomers are better.
Interesting.
It is amazing. Some of these guys are like artists with a pair of scissors.
Any kind of, has there ever been like a drug controversy in the dog show world?
I don't
PEDs
think,
or?
Oh, no. Not that. Not that
like
I know
of. Get,
because the only drug would help, I think, is if you've got a dog that's limping and you gave it a analgesic.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
Do they do any sort of drug testing?
No.
Oh, so there's some room for exploitation. Yeah.
There. What about a dog that scoots while you're walking him around? My dog would definitely do
oh,
that.
Oh, well, that's called an untrained dog in the showroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, that's your fault.
All right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's actually talk about my dog. So what about Mutts? Why don't you ever let Mutts into the Best in Show? That seems very, very racist of you.
Well, but because this is all about purebred dogs.
Yeah, but what about the best Mutt?
Well, they actually include Mutts in AKC competitions.
Really?
But not
Best in Show.
Not those, no. But
come on.
Obedience, all kinds of other things. But they have all other kinds of show. But the whole point of this is
yeah,
to keep
I know,
purebred.
But come on, let's get the best Mutts in
I think they do have a Mutt Dog show. I think
oh, they have lots of Mutt
Dogs. Yeah, but I want
you want
my
the main
I
stage.
I want to be in there, yeah.
You want a place at the table.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me turn you on to a couple of purebred dog breeders I can get you
I
going
want the
with.
Mutts. I'm a Mutt guy. I want the Mutts.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Mutts. I've had Mutts.
Now, I have an English Mastiff, and he's a very lazy boy, right? Mm-hmm. If I were to bring him into the ring, there would probably be a 70% chance that he would fall asleep while all the other dogs were walking around. Would you dock points for my dog for being too lazy to get up?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to go to the breed. Have you ever seen the Bull Mastiff ring or the Mastiff ring?
Yeah.
It's not like they're poodles out there.
Right.
Right.
They are Mastiffs. I mean, you're judging Mastiffs against Mastiffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you're looking at head type and shoulder layback and hindcore assembly, mm-hmm. hindquarter assembly, and things like that.
What's up with some of the names of the dogs? Because I've noticed a lot of times it'll be like Willowsby's Third Knight, and then that's their like official name, and then the dog's actually just named Rex.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know? Right.
Why not just say, this is Rex?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it goes back to kennel names and lines of dogs, so you know what they are.
Okay.
And they give them a fancy name. And they usually have their kennel name there. Or they'll have two kennel names. Like they'll say something like, you know, Wilshire Sam of Highlander.
Right.
You know, and so it's
Game of Thrones character.
There's two of those kennels. And then they call it Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I just go for Joe. When I hear a dog with a person name, that's actually an advantage in my book if I was a judge. If they had a human name. To me, that's a winner.
Well,
of a
have
dog.
You? I don't know if you've seen it, but you'll see it tomorrow night. If you get a catalog, you'll see all these things. The thing is, a lot of people name their dogs after celebrities.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's like Beyonce must be in like four or five breeds. You know,
right.
Cardi B will be a hot name in two years.
Oh,
really?
I've already seen a Cardi B.
Oh,
really?
What kind of dog? What kind of dog was it? That's interesting because Cardi B usually does the dog walk to somebody else.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah. They should name the dog Tommy Lahren.
Yes.
And then have Cardi B dog walker.
Yes. Can you judge my dog?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the video.
I can try if I know what breed it is.
Stella is 7.5 years old, soon to be 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
She is a pit bull, beagle, cattle dog, other.
Wow.
So there's a quarter of other that we don't
okay,
know.
Let me see her here.
All right, I'm going to put this because I put a hype music video behind.
Oh,
this,
I see.
So you're going to watch it.
All right. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Catch.
Very good. Very good. Oh, my God. She's so cute.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Catch.
Just oh, my dog does that too.
Yeah, rolling in poop.
Rolling
in poop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You're going, what are you thinking?
Yep.
Oh, she's adorable.
Now that's her barking. Oh. To the beat.
Will she bark if you sing?
You're not singing like you're a bad guy. Then watch. Whoa. She's not as fast as she used to be.
Well, how old is she?
She's 7.5.
Okay, well,
she's a mutt, and she's 30 pounds.
Yeah,
she's gonna live forever.
Yeah, she'll live a long while.
You promise?
Well, yeah, she'll live to at least she's 15, probably.
Oh, there we go. All right, so what do you rate her?
Oh, she's an A.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
All right.
Here's Leroy. This is Leroy. He's an 11-year-old English Mastiff. So he's kind of an older boy now. He's blind in one of his eyes and partially blind in the other, but he's thick. Just bear in mind the thickness.
Yeah, he's very thick with like four C's.
Show off that bod. Yeah.
All right, Leroy. Oh, he's so happy.
We think, he knows he's being judged.
What do you think about those hips?
Yeah, hips a lot.
He's thinner towards the back.
He's lost a little bit of weight in the back legs.
But he's got that great big head, which is what you want in a mastiff.
Would you rate him?
I would rate him an A.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Two A's.
We both got A's.
Two A's.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
Good feet, too. He had good feet.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. I actually just have one last question.
Certainly.
Is it true that all dogs go to heaven?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
That's
why else wouldn't they?
Talk to an expert.
It's like all dogs are good. It's only owners that are
true. No bad dogs, only bad owners. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
They're dickheads everywhere.
That's a fact. Although, do you blame dogs? You know what you should do? You should do a show where the UPS guy walks right in the middle and just see what happens. My dog would lose it.
Wow.
But it would be fun.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's almost like your dog should lose it. If your dog doesn't lose it, then that dog doesn't – it's not a common dog anymore.
Yeah.
It's a little too frou-frou. They're using FedEx. You know, one of those situations.
Yeah. They're like the yellow DHS or
DHL
shorts.
Come on.
Yeah,
DHL.
Hard pass.
Yeah, you USPS or UPS.
Hey, you
guy.
Know, if you've got a smart dog, you ought to be able to teach it to discern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm lazy.
Okay.
So.
Now that brings me to one of the questions I had.
Sir.
Is it true that some dogs are racist?
I think it's just because of people. It's not the dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the training.
So it's
of the dog.
Maybe the type of people that those dogs have grown up around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then some dogs are more watchdogs than others. Like my dog, if I gave the lead to somebody and they'd say, let's go, she'd go with them.
Oh, mm-hmm. My dog would not, yeah.
Yeah, Leroy definitely would.
But she's so socialized and she's so social. Like every morning I go to the coffee shop in Vallejo, which is where I live in California, and she just sits there and she just looks at everybody. It's like, you know.
Sits right out in front of it?
We sit at the cafe.
That's such a Cali thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
that's so cool. No, that's cool. I'm saying, like, that's cool. Yeah, I know. That's, like, well, you just described, like, heaven.
Perfect dog weather.
Dog.
And they, you know, and she just goes, oh, it's all about me. She feels very self-absorbed.
Does she bark at skateboarders?
She does.
Yeah, Stella does, too.
And I think it's something to do about the sound of the rollers and the pitch of it.
Yeah.
And I had to train her not to. She doesn't do it anymore, but when she first saw him.
Way to show me up, Rick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, but my dog still barks at the skateboarders.
All up, and then she would go after the wheel.
Yes, yes.
It's not the person. Of course, the person's freaking out.
Right.
Thinking, oh, God, I'm going to lose
my
ankle.
But it's probably for the better because skateboarders, you can't trust them. It's like one of those
keep your distance. Yeah,
why are they going down the street the wrong way?
Yeah.
You idiot.
It's actually not a bad idea for our dogs to do that.
I know.
So
it's true.
When you're back to the judging real
Certainly.
Quick, when you're actually examining a dog,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that a lot of times a judge will get right up in the undercarriage.
Oh.
And just
check rule.
Back there.
Oh,
you
have to.
You have to touch the balls.
You have to check for testicles.
Oh.
Because some dogs.
Can't just use your eyes?
You can, but, you know, they want you to check them.
Got it.
Yeah. Did you ever see Best in Show? The movie?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How many times have you seen it?
Just three.
A few times. A few dozen.
Not that far away from reality.
Wait, so
they make
but
you...
But do you remember that scene where there's a scene in there where the dog has drawn its testicle up, and the judge has to excuse it because they want a fully intact dog.
Oh.
For...
How many... Now, this might sound like a ridiculous question. How many dog balls have you touched in your life?
Oh, geez, a lot.
Once you stop being able to count them.
Oh,
many dog balls.
So many testicles.
Who's that NBA player that had a picture with his dog?
Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George would be an excellent dog show host. Just let him put it right on his own. It's interesting, though. It's like trust but verify. It looks like there might be two testicles there.
Right.
But you don't know until you get your hands on both of them at the same time.
And a dog that's nervous will draw it up. They'll draw up one.
Really?
Smaller dogs.
A beta.
They'll draw one of them. You go in. Okay.
Well, it's like
one pee here.
Yeah,
where's
the
other pee?
Right,
the
right.
pee size. And that, and you have to excuse it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, do they do video replay reviews at all?
No.
None of that. So you can't challenge. Yeah, that's another way to get the millennials in there.
The dog shows are so long already.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
We could spice them up, though, if we're trying to get the millennials involved.
Well, hey, yeah, that's
we got
true.
It. We got
did
that,
did the ball drop? I don't know, Jim. I don't know if it's, it might be up there, Jim.
Let's get a little replay.
Didn't make a football
move.
They
grew
move.
Up on instant replay, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, what did they think of about the Superdome?
Yeah. Right.
Incident.
They mm-hmm. need that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That
yeah.
was a big time problem.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have any other questions. Do you have any questions, PFT?
I was wondering if you were familiar with Treatgate.
Treatgate.
Yeah, it's a big scandal. That happened at Westminster a couple years ago.
Was that the one where the dogs they had the poison in the food?
No. Wow. No, that sounds awful.
Don't tell us that story. Right?
That's, yeah. That's why it was a deal about.
No. I was serious. Don't tell me that
story. Yeah, it's poison.
Formaldehyde.
No, don't tell us that story, Rick. Nope. Don't want it.
And the dog chews from China.
No.
Buy your dog chews from the United States.
Okay, got it. American made. My treat gate was the handler of the boxer. This was like a couple years ago. Took out a little treat before it was, I don't think it was in the best in show competition, but it might have been the working group, the best of the working group competition.
Right.
The handler of the boxer took out a little treat from his pocket and threw it in front of the Akita as the Akita was preparing to go around
Whoa.
The ring.
Oh, that's really low class.
And the Akita ran off towards a treat and started Whoa. Snacking on it. The boxer ended up advancing to the best in show. I was just wondering if
wow.
that was a scandal that
Well,
rocked.
I'm sure the handler had words after the...
Yeah.
Has there ever been a fight?
I'm trying to think if I've ever
a little
seen
malice in the palace?
Physical fight. I don't think so. I've seen a dog nail another dog.
What?
Like, what do you mean nail? Like,
I saw it. That was a show in Little Rock back in the 80s, and I saw a Rottweiler nail a Siberian Husky.
What do you mean? Have sex with it?
No.
Oh.
Attack.
Attacked
back,
it?
On the back.
Oh.
Yeah.
But everyone was okay.
Everyone was okay, but the poor Siberian was a little shell-shocked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, would assume
you know,
so.
Yeah.
That would be funny, though, if, like, handlers fought mm-hmm. while, like, a bunch of animals sit and watch.
And they're just like, what's going on?
Perfect.
Well,
yeah.
Helicopter
there
handlers.
There are what you would probably say maybe verbal fisticuffs afterwards.
Yes, and a lot of sirs, I would imagine. A lot of sirs and ma'am.
And I think probably the incident you're talking about, there was some discussion
that. Was a big time.
Uh-huh.
Sir.
Now, what they do, and he probably said, oh, I'm sorry, I just misjudged that. Because what they do a lot, these dogs that have to show their ears and they want to alert them and the judge is walking by, they'll get that bait and mm-hmm. show it to him and then throw it out in front of the dog and the dog will come up, you know, and it looks really great and the head's perfect, the neck's perfect, and that's what they do. Now, I'm sure that boxer guy told the Akita guy, oh, that was just a mistake.
Yeah,
I
don't believe that. Nice. I don't believe that. They should throw that guy out.
Nice.
There's no place for that in dog shows.
Interesting.
Right. A lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I think they need to make a best in show part two.
Yes.
But I have to say, those guys that did that show were great.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of funny stuff
yes.
that goes on.
Absolutely.
A lot of drama. I've been doing this since 1977.
So what's the craziest thing that you've ever seen in the ring at a dog show?
The craziest thing I saw, but it wasn't in confirmation, was a bulldog on a skateboard.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That's Rob Dyrdek.
No, but it wasn't Rob. It wasn't
yeah,
Rob,
yeah.
But this is like a little old lady from 1985. So
that's really cool.
It was really pretty cool.
That
and
is
then
awesome.
The other thing I saw one time is this gal from Houston. I was at a dog show up in College Station, and she had this really pretty English Cocker Spaniel, and she put – you guys are too young to know, but she put these star sunglasses on the dog in the ring, and the judge didn't like that at all. And I just thought, you know,
yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean, the thing is dog shows are supposed to be fun.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Let's make dog shows fun again.
And they are fun
yeah.
for me, and so I have a good time at them.
I
a lot of these
tell.
People get way too upset about it.
I can tell you have, you know what? I'm going to give your demeanor an A.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. If we're judging against the breed standard of a human being,
oh, wow.
You're a delightful
oh, this
human.
Is good.
Delightful this is good for me. This would be good for my rep.
Oh, man.
One last question, and then
sure.
we'll let you go. If you were to handicap who the favorites are this year, is there one dog that we should be betting on?
I would say these are what I've seen today. I don't know what I'm going to see tomorrow. Or who's going to win tomorrow. But I would say tonight, if you're watching, look at the non-sporting group. There's two really big-time winning dogs right now. There's a really pretty French bulldog. You know what a French bulldog
yeah.
is?
Oh, yeah. That's
a little, you know, they're so popular right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's done a lot of winning this year, so it probably has a good chance.
Racking up the dubs.
And then in the toy group, You're going to hate this.
Uh-oh.
There's a little toy, white toy poodle.
Mm-hmm. It's always a white toy poodle.
I'm just not for me.
But if you, but take a look at this dog in terms of the dog stuff, not the hair, but watch it move.
Watch its gait.
Watch its move. It flies around the ring like a big dog. The thing about with poodles are kind of fun is if you have a standard poodle, which you know is about 25 inches at the shoulder, and then a miniature, which is about 15, and then a toy is 10. If you just put a frame around them, you shouldn't be able to tell any difference, you know, if you're looking at a picture.
Mm-hmm.
All three should look exactly the same.
That's pretty cool.
And they have the exact same standard, except for height.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. And they're pretty fun. And I mean, you know, if I had a poodle, I'd want a standard poodle, and I'd want it all done up when I go to the down the street. You know, you go to these people that have standard poodles, and they go out to the shopping and everything, and they're all done up, protecting their hair coats. They're all in their braids or in wraps around the ears to keep the dirt away. No.
Let the dog live.
Yeah, let it impress. I mean, why not have one?
Yes, I agree. If you
want to impress it.
Yeah. Rick, thank you so much. This has been tons of fun.
Thank you.
We learned a lot.
Good luck in the Dalmatians.
It wasn't my Dalmatian that won, but
well, give your Dalmatian a little extra pet for us.
Okay,
will
she will. She'll love it.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Sure.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And now,
for something completely different.
Okay, we now welcome on Howie Mandel. Howie, thank you for joining us, and apologies for this office to start off.
Don't apologize. I love what you've done with the place.
No, you've given me an eye. You're like, these guys, the place is a mess.
It's not really a mess, but if you said, I don't know if you've ever worked with a designer, an interior designer, or a decorator,
but if you
said to a decorator, if you had an empty palette and you said, you know what I'm looking for? Vomit. That's what this room, because there's little chunks of things and
stains.
It's like a Jackson
Pollock.
Not so much. That's good art. This is not like Jackson.
It is, but we just take shit. Like, we take much lower quality of materials and just throw it on the wall like that.
Is this broadcast at all visually?
Yeah, yes. There's cameras.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
The fact
so people
that
know.
You're,
yeah, you like this?
No.
Oh, but there we go. That's honest.
But you know what that suit does?
Yeah.
Makes his jacket look good.
Yeah, true. It's a little combo.
That's
it's
good.
Visual,
I love how you play off of each
eye.
Other.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, if you were to guess.
Where do you get that?
I think this was China.
You actually went to
China? Yeah, I went to China and I picked out this suit.
So you're outsourcing your wardrobe.
No, actually, it's Amazon. We live in a global economy, Howie. Come on. We're all connected.
But you can't get something like that from America?
You know, I think it actually might have been from America. I just got it on Amazon, so who knows where it came from. Jeff Bezos' house. It's actually his ex-wife's suit.
Everything is his ex-wife's
That's
now.
That's true. Yeah. Good point. Good
now that you bring it up, it's like he could have the best garage sale of all time right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he could just put everything on Amazon.
You don't even have to show up.
Yeah, just build a website.
Jeff Bezos' garage sale is just, you just stay home in your own garage, and it's there within 12 hours.
Yes. I love it.
If you're on a garage sale.
Did you see our pile when you came in?
Your pile?
Or more specifically, Big Cat's pile and my mess.
I've got a
mess.
Shit that just, like, people send
me
stuff.
Oh, a pile of stuff. I thought, because, you know, a pile is like a boil or a blister.
Oh, a cyst?
Yeah, a cyst.
Do you want to see my cyst?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Would you like to touch my boil?
Can't you have a pile? Can't you have a, that was, you know who did that?
What?
Andy Kaufman. I saw that show. He was years and years ago. He was on a show called Evening at the Improv, and they did that scene with Jim Carrey in the movie where he had a boil on his neck.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Mm.
And he invited the audience one by one to come up. What do you have? And you have somebody here with tuberculosis.
Coughing.
Yeah.
We have
what are you doing with a bird flu? Hello.
Liam,
I'm looking.
He's talking to you.
He went deaf and he's congested.
Coughing. Bubba's actually deaf. He's our audio engineer.
They can't hear you.
Liam, what do you have?
You know why I can't hear you? Because you're not talking.
He doesn't have anything. He's just got an itch.
He won't answer because he's not on mic. You can't talk to somebody that doesn't have a...
Yes. It's all content.
Hi, what's your name? Can't hear me.
Can't talk.
I'm not mic'd.
Yeah. It's all
I'm
content.
Not mic'd.
Yeah, so
he's actually controlling the cameras right now.
Howie, let me ask you a difficult question here.
Everything's been easy up to this point?
What would you think about someone who maybe urinates in the sink?
Why would you do... Why? Is there not a toilet?
The bathroom situation is a little bit packed, so I'll just piss in the sink. I've been actually told that I'll be fired if I keep doing it.
How do they know it's you?
Well, I've said it out loud.
You just said it to the nation?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I say it all the time. Like, I'm going to piss in the sink.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
Where do you shit?
That's wherever I have to go.
The sink?
Yeah, actually in the seat you're sitting in right now.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do that at home, too?
No, because there's not 60 people living in my home, so there's like 100 people here, there's two bathrooms. Sometimes you have to piss in the sink.
So the person that is in the stall or at the urinal, you're pissing in the sink, then they finish, they come out to wash their hands, and there's kind of a golden puddle.
Well, no, it's the kitchen sink.
Oh, that's better.
Yes.
That is better. Lunch!
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all the same hole, to his credit.
Right.
The pipes lead in the same direction. My only problem with it is that if he doesn't aim correctly, it gets on the handle. You know, that's where food
that's
is prepared.
That's your only problem.
I'm a pretty understanding guy.
You should know that.
Have you ever gone to the bathroom and then you find corn in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I'm talking about pissing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've pissed out sunflower seeds before.
You hate
no,
us.
No, actually.
I think you hate us.
I don't hate you. I hate your sink.
I have a serious question for you,
Howard. A guy who wants to wash his hands constantly,
You keep looking at Liam.
Yeah, because he coughed.
You're looking at me because I'm wearing a ridiculous suit and I pee in sinks.
No, now that you pissed in the sinks, you get an outfit
this is your,
from China.
You're on Fear Factor.
I feel like I'm going to wake up in a minute.
Am I somehow the cleanest person in this room in your eyes?
It's so weird that you look at
How did that happen?
Can you see you?
Yeah.
That you're the most normal, like you, out of everything that's happening here.
And
you won't speak.
He doesn't talk.
No, he doesn't
coughs.
Speak. He doesn't.
And you're colorblind, right?
How can you cough?
We actually hired him just to cough.
Look how much disdain he has.
Yeah, he's very angry.
He's so pissed off. I love that you hired a guy with disdain.
Just a cough.
Yeah.
He just coughs, cough and disdain.
He won't smile. He won't answer.
Nope.
A hateful guy. No.
You'll be happy to know that he got hit by
corner.
A car, though. So that'll make you happy.
He did get hit by a car.
He did?
Yeah. Does that make you happy?
No. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
How much money would we have to pay you for Liam to lick all your fingers?
No.
Okay.
It will never happen.
$10 million.
It will never happen. Run me over with a fucking car.
$10 billion. $10 billion.
No.
I said a B, Howie.
No, you don't have it. If you had $10 billion, you wouldn't be dressed like that.
Damn. Oh, that's mean.
Damn. Yes. Nice.
I'm not being mean.
No, you're right.
Was that guy really hit by a car?
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Where?
We don't know. It might not have happened. He
Bronx.
Might have made it up.
I don't want you to have another phobia, so I'm not going to tell you where.
What happened?
He got hit by a car. He was running. It's never exercises, the actual moral of the story, but he was running and a car hit him because he was probably wasn't wearing the appropriate,
running gear. Not an exercise, right.
Yeah, he's
probably
wearing a bike.
And he didn't signal to change lanes.
Yeah, and then he called us and he was like, hey guys, I don't think I can do what I need to do tonight for our job because I'm in the hospital. I got hit by a car. And we're like, he's apologized for it.
And you know what's weird? I just see him, he's sitting like on a box in the corner and his job is like, he's got these two fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah.
And to get hit by a car that enables you to not be able to do that. That's a bad accident.
Yeah, it affects
I'm not going to be able to come in today. I'm not going to be able to do this.
He got run over. Well, his hand got run over.
I shouldn't make fun.
Yeah,
sorry.
See? God damn
sorry
it.
About the accident.
No,
don't answer. You're not Mike.
Howie, remember when Marshall Faulk, he snuck attacked
me? I didn't like that. He tried to shake my hand. He grabbed my hand.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off at him.
Yeah, is that still fate on sight? If you see Marshall Faulk in the streets.
I give him the side eye.
Yeah?
Okay. What if we did it to you?
No, then I'm out. Okay. I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'll run out of here, even if I'm going to get hit by a car.
What about when...
I'd risk not
I
being able to do this to not be late.
To not shake my hand?
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird because you're colorblind, right? Is your Wikipedia right?
Yes. My Wikipedia is right. I am colorblind.
And
what's weird?
So what's up with you hating on a suit if you can't even see it?
I'll tell you something. It's not the color palette that's bothering me.
Oh, okay.
No, but it is. When you think about it, at first I said, oh, holy shit, look at that. But then when you look at it, it's beautiful.
Yes,
I mean,
it's gorgeous.
There's tigers.
You should probably make it wallpaper in your home.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It's like you were you know what you seem to me? You're like an ottoman at Siegfried and Roy's house.
Yes.
That's what you look like. You look like
Siegfried,
you've been upholstered.
Right?
Yes.
I don't think Roy has too many tigers around these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, because he got bitten.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Almost died.
Yeah,
and you know what? Even with that, he can do this. So I don't know what happened.
He can still do Liam's job.
No tiger accident.
I bet you Liam doesn't know who Roy is. Do you know who Roy is?
No, no chance. No. He's a millennial.
As far as it goes, when you're selecting the people to be on the show, I know that's probably not your job to go out and review the audition tapes, but they have to just put some people through because it's painful to watch, right?
Not everybody's a million-dollar star.
Yes.
That's a nice, that's nice answer. Answer.
But you know what? The thing is, it's a television show, and the truth is they get through because it's a great moment. And sometimes it's a great moment because it's outrageous. But you think, like, even, like, I know you're alluding to, like, craziness, but we had this one guy on a couple of years ago when Howard Stern was still judging, by the name of Horse. And Horse's only talent was his ability to get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
and he was great at it, too.
That's a big-time talent.
It was. He could stand on top of a ladder and just drop in, like, with his legs spread onto a 2x4.
Did he have a dick?
I was not.
Balls?
It's not the dick that would be the problem.
Well,
it would
I
be
think
the balls.
Dick would hurt, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would assume, as a judge, it's not up to me to say, hey, there's a, let me see your dick and balls.
Yeah, let's see it.
That's
He's like a Ken doll?
I have no idea. But that being said, as silly as that may sound as a talent, he ended up with 6 episodes of his show on MTV.
Yeah. Damn. He was pretty good on America's Got Talent, too. Like, you would think that the getting kicked in the ball shtick would run its course after maybe 1-2 dozen performances.
Right.
But he actually evolved his act. And he was, like, getting hit from, like, he had different
buddies. You find creative ways.
Creative ways to get hit in
the nuts. These Rube Goldberg ways of, you know, a bowling ball would fall onto a teeter-totter, which would shoot an anvil up into the air, and then he'd be lying on the ground, and the anvil would be dropped onto his crotch, and you went, wow, that was great.
Now, as a comedian, are you jealous that no matter what you come up with, you'll never be as funny as a guy getting hit in the nuts?
No.
No. Great question, PFT.
Thank you.
That is a real...
Thanks, Howie.
I think that's the ultimate punchline.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
It is.
No, I think getting hit in the nuts is... I have no jealousy as a comedian. Mm-hmm. I have no... I'm always cognizant that more people hate me than enjoy me. I would imagine more people who listen to your broadcast of this are not enjoying me.
No, I don't know about that.
I'll be honest with you. I talk about one of the highlights of my career in the 80s. I played Radio City Music Hall, and we sold out like that. And then we sold out the second show. So we had 2 shows in one night. And this is in the early 80s. And I was looking out. I was in the dressing room, and my wife and I are in the, and we're looking out in the street at 7th Avenue.
Yeah, sure.
And the people, you don't know. No. And the people were flowing out. 7,000 people were flowing out from the first show. 7,000 people were coming in to the second show. 14,000 people. And there were cops. You know, they had stanchions, and cops were trying to... Don't do that anymore.
Bubba coughed again.
He coughed again? Yeah.
You're coughing. He's sick. This man is sick. He's just a lung. There was a loogie in this one. Uh-huh. That was a little wet. It was. Uh-huh. Anyway, 14,000 people were in the street in Midtown Manhattan, and my wife says, isn't this amazing? It's for you. And I go, well, think about this. 10 million people live in this town.
Mm-hmm.
9,886,000 people don't give a shit. So all the people that didn't show up, you know, there's always more that don't like.
But that doesn't mean
like
that they hate you. Maybe they had something else going on. Maybe they were sneezing that night and they didn't want to get you sick.
Oh,
good point.
Maybe there are nine million people that love you so much,
courtesy to you,
that they didn't show up for your show.
You guys, the glass is so half full.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like 3/4 full with you guys. Yeah, you guys are.
It's brimming. It's over brimming with urine.
You are.
It's overflowing at all times.
You're very comforting. I'm scared of everything.
Yeah.
So that you just keep piling them on.
No,
I live in fear.
Statistically,
I was scared of doing this show.
Yeah, you should be.
And like global warming, Manhattan's going to be underwater.
But I mean, you never know
too.
What's going to happen. You could be like a silent camera op and get hit by a car on the way home.
And cough on Howie Mandel and get
you could
very
go to the bathroom here just to wash your hands and get some urinal kind of infection, staph infection from the sink.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that could happen.
This is a great place to be.
I have a serious question for you.
No, you don't.
Howie's putting on his headphones for the first time in the interview.
Now you can hear what I sound like.
That was a big step for you.
So let's roll.
Bubba was whispering into his mic the whole time, but you couldn't hear it.
You have a writing pad. Look at all the notes you have.
I have Howie. Look at it. Read it. Read it. We'll end on this.
Howie Mandel, piss in the sink. How much you hate being here. Those are the notes. Those are the notes. What is the camera? What camera? There? That one?
That one.
Look at the preparation. that has gone into this. You guys have gone over and above. Oh, you didn't even, it's not even text or anything.
No, no. This is actually not a real computer.
Wow. I feel, you know, I feel like sometimes I show up and people just aren't prepared or they don't know. My God, look at the work. Look at the work. Oh, my God, he pissed in the sink.
Yeah,
I don't even want to
touch
that.
All right, Howie, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I feel like we're friends now.
Yeah. Come over to my house.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, this was more like a
cookie dinner.
Adversarial, but we respect each other relationship.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? I did one interview. Not going to do any more with you.
Okay.
Like ESPN2.
There we go.
All right.
Deal.
One and done.
Deal. No deal.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started.
I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy.
Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, let's get to some segments. Thanks to Howie Mandel. That was fun.
Not for all of us.
Well, Bubba, you have a new rivalry.
A new frenemy.
It's good to have a rivalry, right, Bubba?
No, he's a legend.
I'm
happy he came on.
He is a legend.
How are you feeling, by the way? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
It was cool, like, such, like, we had him and Kevin Hart, like, so personable. Like, Kevin Hart, nicest guy ever, like, came in, dapped me up, like, remembered my name, and then Howie Mandel, like, another legend, like, who you can't even cough in the same room as, like... Pretty much both on the same par.
Just
too.
Legends, dude.
Yeah,
legends.
Two legends.
By the way, the Lakers did lose. So, three games out of the playoffs.
Big hot seat for the Celtics is all I heard.
Okay, let's start with Bachelor Talk for guys that don't watch The Bachelor, but Hank definitely watches The Bachelor. Hank?
I'm not going to lie. I watched a little bit last night. It depends. It comes in and out. Like, sometimes I watch, sometimes I don't watch.
It comes in and out?
Yeah.
It's not like you're nodding off to sleep. It's
like Big Cat, I have multiple TVs, so like if there's nothing
nice
else
flex.
On, I'll throw it on
nice
one.
Flex.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Anytime
to
you can
nice
flex on
flex.
People about
yeah.
the multiple TVs, you got to do it.
Like I'm still watching sports, but you know,
I'm gonna get six at some point.
Nicole and Onika got sent home at the rose ceremony because they caused too much drama with each other.
Oh,
So they were just starting shit and they got called out.
So they it's both like, got five-minute misconducts, game misconducts.
What he should have done is just like in high school, just separated the two friends that won't stop talking, have one set one end of the room, the other.
That's pretty badass though. If you're on a reality show, don't get rejected. Fight with someone else and get kicked off.
Also, if I'm the Bachelor, I like that fire.
Yeah,
I like a little bit of feistiness.
Remember,
it's like,
this guy's kind of a
major.
Well, no. Yeah. No, no, he's not. He's had sex, remember, allegedly.
Allegedly.
According to sources, he's actually had sex. But I would like that. It would make me seem like, okay, these girls they've got passion.
Yes.
I love their passion.
Yes.
Sydney left the show on her own because she didn't feel like she had a strong connection with Colton. This was a
also
surreal.
Good. Antonio Brown.
She was jealous
yep.
on The Bachelor.
No, that's an alpha move.
Yeah. She broke up with him.
Yeah.
Go sign with the Ravens.
And then Demi, this season's villain, got sent home by Colton after she went to his hotel room.
Wait, so did everyone lose? How many girls are left? This guy's never going to fuck.
There's a few girls left.
But you just canceled four girls in one show.
I'm starting to believe more and more that he actually is a virgin because he's just scared.
Yeah.
But Demi was a very polarizing figure this season. She went, she like snuck to his hotel room when she didn't get a single date. She snuck to his hotel room and then pulled the, I love you, Colton. And he was just like, thank you. And then she got sent home.
That's always good to hear.
It was a brutal... I didn't watch... Well, I guess I watched it. It was brutal. It was a tough watch.
That's a great thing to hear if you toss the first I love you out there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
I'm going to send you
home. All right, bestie.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's it.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like fireworks.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds like you're underselling it because you don't want other people to watch your
show.
No,
I was going to say I can really understand why Hank accidentally tunes in every week because it sounds just exhilarating.
Fireworks everywhere.
Just sending girls home left and right.
All right. We have a Stay Woke. This is for... So Kareem Hunt got signed by the Browns. Everyone, I think, like, knew Kareem Hunt was going to get signed, right?
By somebody, yeah.
Someone, the Bears were rumored to it, so now I can do that.
That would be weird.
I can do the fun thing where fans do be like, Kareem Hunt on my team? Never.
Mm-mm. You would have abandoned the Bears, Big Cat,
yeah.
if they
I
signed
would
him.
Never, ever. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But the Stay Woke is John Dorsey he is the general manager of the Browns. He was the general manager of the Chiefs. He drafted Kareem Hunt. He likes Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's incident happened in a Cleveland hotel. It didn't come out for a long time. John Dorsey's in Cleveland. It comes out. Then John Dorsey gets Kareem Hunt for $1 million.
So you're thinking that Dorsey leaked this?
John Dorsey? No, I actually don't.
I don't think it either.
It's one of those ones that's like a little too, yeah.
A little too sinister?
It's fun to just say it.
I think football guys like John Dorsey, they don't have time to deal with like that many like back alley stuff. Like if Todd Haley was still on the team and somehow involved, I can imagine Todd Haley being
maybe that's,
the go-between for all
maybe
the,
that was
they
the
fired
start.
Him, kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Todd's probably involved.
Either way, I would like for some team to sign a guy like this at some point and just be like, you know what? It's all about winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just admit it. Just say it out loud. Just be like, yeah, it's literally all about winning. Because we know it, but they're going to do the song and dance that it's not. And so, just say it.
I like how every team that signs a player that's gotten in trouble for either domestic violence or hitting a woman, they say that they did their own investigation.
Right.
And then, well, what did she say when you asked her what happened? They're like, oh, we didn't talk to her.
No. Their own investigation is talking to the player in question and then talking to his mother. And then maybe his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, you sure?
It's his high school coach,
yeah,
too.
Like,
that's a big one.
You swear by it, right?
Yeah. No,
maybe his next-door neighbor.
He's a good player.
His next-door neighbor's like, he was always just the nicest neighbor.
He kept quiet, kept to himself mostly, never
really
knew anything
was up. Took out his trash on the right day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how every single Netflix documentary starts now.
You know what's ironic is that his actions are going to allow him to get a bigger free agent contract faster than if he had just stayed on the Chiefs.
You will make more money.
That's my stay woke.
Yeah.
Is actually, you know what the NFLPA should do? You know how the NFL always dangles the pot testing thing as like their tit for tat that they're going to swap out in the next CBA? They're going to ask for something else. The NFLPA should be like, hey, we'll put a clause in saying that a player can't get the second bite of that apple faster if they are found to like hit a woman if you just get rid of drug testing.
Ooh.
That seems like a win-win for
both
sides.
Go to the negotiation team.
Yeah.
Come on, DeMorris.
Or maybe just the NFL teams should follow the alliance's rules and just get rid of kicking altogether.
That's true. That was...
They should.
Yeah. Did you write that down?
No. I'm just saying that they should.
All right. Trouble in Paradise. Papa John.
Yes.
Oh, Papa John. What a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Changes... Well, he's a dick for other reasons, but he changes from Louisville, well-known Louisville guy. His name was on the stadium. He's now a Kentucky basketball fan.
Yeah, yeah. That son of a bitch.
That
slippery son of a bitch. That's the only thing that you can say when you look at Papa John. Even before the last 5 years, you just look at him, you're like, that dude, that motherfucker is slippery.
Do we tell him Papa?
Yeah.
Papa, we know for a fact that you use that fucking oil you bring with your pizza and you use it as your hair, like mousse. Put it all up in your hair.
I was just going to say, like, face lotion.
Yeah.
He just dives into garlic butter.
He is, man, how do you do this? How do you live with yourself, Papa John?
He's like Drake.
Yeah, except, and then Kentucky lost. They had a 10 game winning streak, and then
the curse.
And then they lose the Papa John.
Him and Drake would actually probably have a lot to talk about in terms of, like, wearing blackface in the past, too.
Ooh.
I bet Papa's pretty experienced in that.
Has he?
Well,
we're just guessing.
He dropped the N-word.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair leap by you.
Yeah, thank you.
I forgot about that part.
Well, here's the other thing about Papa John. Even if he hasn't intentionally done it, his hair color is, like, obviously fake dark black. So he walks out in the rain, gets rained on, and then he just turns into blackface.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, Papa
that's
John.
Gets a little too, maybe a little too muggy in Kentucky in the summer. Boom.
Yeah, and he walks around, everybody's staring at him like, dude, Papa, what the fuck?
What's going on, Papa?
He's like, well, I'm just
Papa, I can't believe we're calling him Papa.
Just sweaty.
Papa, hey, Papa, what's up? God damn it, that guy's weird.
Mm-hmm.
How does he get to sit for, what Kentucky fan sold those seats? Because I always assume schools like that, Kentucky, where like basketball is religion, the guy who owns those seats goes to every game. He knows who he's selling it to. He's not putting those seats up on like, you know, SeatGeek.
Papa's got fucking money, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, I think, you can't let that happen, Kentucky.
Papa is
like, we love Kentucky.
Yeah, we do. But Papa John in the state of Kentucky is like the third highest ranking public official, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's like the governor,
Matt Jones,
and then Papa John.
Matt Jones.
I'm sure the callers will have some takes.
Matt Jones' radio show tomorrow is going to be lit. Yeah. I can't wait to host it in a few months. Remind us of all these, like, of this specific night. Papa John showing up, suspect goaltending call.
Mm-hmm.
LSU winning.
Well, they can blame the season on him now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think we should just go with the take that Papa John is now the new face of Kentucky basketball.
I
think UK Wildcats, I think shitty pizza.
All right, stop. Don't ruin our whole hosting. That's going to really make people mad.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah,
Write that down.
Seriously, remind us. We don't remember anything anymore. All right, finally, before Guys on Chick, as a white guy, Esquire has finally gotten into the mind of a white guy.
Oh, Esquire magazine. Finally figured out what white people were.
They got absolutely roasted online because they had an article today, An American Boy.
It was the cover.
An American Boy. And it says, what it's like to grow up white, middle class, and male in the era of social media, school shootings, toxic masculinity, Me Too, and a divided country. So if you ever wanted to know what a white guy thought, a 17-year-old white guy, mm-hmm. I have one great quote from him. Last year was really bad, Ryan says. I couldn't say anything without pissing someone off. So okay. Fucking 17-year-old white kid's like, what?
Sounds like you're just an asshole.
Yeah. Also, you're a teenager. You're a teenage asshole. Mm-hmm. Everyone was a teenage asshole.
Yeah, maybe everyone just hates you because you're just a pain in the ass, or you're like cooler than them.
Next week,
you're intimidating. They're like, hey, I hate this kid.
Next week, Ryan's going to tell us why his dad's so embarrassing.
Yeah, you know what sucks about growing up being white? Like, your travel soccer games are too far away. Still wears the fanny pack and complains about traveling, and you're like, Dad, they don't travel to Gather Step.
Your dad wears the Asics. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Sauce no drip.
Yeah, no drip. No drip dads.
Yeah. I like how he was like, it sucks I can't say anything.
Yeah. Dude, he can't say anything.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Also, he just want to throw it out there, he had a framed picture of Clay Matthews by his bed.
Oh, that's good.
Just saying.
Well, and at least he still has sports podcasts that he can listen to.
He definitely listens. Ryan, what's up, dude?
You looked like a real asshole in that article.
What's up, man? Sorry that you're getting roasted online. You probably shouldn't have done that article.
So
that was
you got
really
paid
stupid.
A little bit.
Who the fuck greenlit that? Like, hey.
Well, so I did.
Like his aunt or something. He's like the editor.
I did a little background on it, and it's going to be a multi-part series where they talk to people who are LGBTQ.
Okay.
They talk to people of different races.
They should have led with those
instead of being like
the white guy.
What it's like growing up white in America.
That's a very quick way to get roasted online. Mm-hmm. To be like, as a white guy.
Here's what it's actually like growing up white in America as a white guy. You have to answer a lot of questions about why there are so many profiles of why there are people who are complaining about growing up white in America. That's a pretty succinct, experience that we all share together.
Dude,
that's our struggle.
He's holding a fucking Xbox controller with a pouty face, being like, man, no one will let me say the N-word online anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks!
The Call of Duty gamer lobby is starting to censor me. When I'm waiting for a new one to start, I can't even use the soft A.
Oh, my
Life
God.
Sucks.
What were you thinking, Esquire? All right. But, yeah, Ryan, thank you for listening. Subscribe and unsubscribe. All right. Go to Guys on Chicks, Inc.
Are twins always on the same cycle?
Whoa.
No. What if one's pregnant? Does the other get sympathy?
Then it fucks it up the cycles, yeah.
But does the other like get sympathy not period anymore because they can tell that their twin's pregnant?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I want to say yes, but I don't know because they're the exact same age, right? And everything mm-hmm. happens at the exact same time.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, there's also differences in biology. Like, maybe if one drinks more of
what
their water.
What are you talking about?
So, like, there are differences in environmental factors. Like, if one eats more insects than the other. If one lives in a backyard that has a higher rate of
insects. If one disrespects beavers.
Yes.
And the other.
One doesn't respect the ecosystem.
Yeah, right. The linchpin of the ecosystem.
Well, if they really disrespected beavers together, then beavers would be bleeding at the same time.
That's true.
Hey, boys, especially Hankster. Hankster. Why do viral videos and tweets always use the name Becky with the captions of the drunk white girl / crazy girlfriend? How many Beckys do you actually know? I'm tired of people thinking I get drunk off one twisted tea and eat shit.
Oh, so
down
she's Becky? Becky.
Love and annoyed Becky.
That's tough. That sucks.
I guess that Beyonce song.
Yeah, that
Becky
sucks.
With the good hair.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, I mean, certain names just get ruined forever.
Mm-hmm. Monica. No girls are named Monica anymore.
Yep. Becky.
After Monica Seles got stabbed.
Yeah, that was definitely it.
Mm-hmm.
What other names have been ruined?
Charles Manson. You don't hear many babies named that anymore.
Charles Manson. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Come on, you're right. I was going through my mind thinking of how many Charles Mansons I knew.
Dark, like very few Adolfs.
Very few Adolfs. Not many at all.
Mm-hmm.
No more not, Dicks either.
Not a lot of Mussolinis.
There are Richards. There are Riches, right?
Yeah. Attila the Hun. Don't hear that very often.
No more Stalins.
Nope.
Confucius.
Yeah, Confucius. Were you putting Confucius in the same category as like all the world's worst dictators?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, because we were going with people that were genocidal maniacs,
and you just went with
like a wise man.
Yeah.
So you're. I just want to make sure that.
How many people do you think Confucius killed?
I would rather Hank thinks
probably
that
a lot. Killed a lot of people with knowledge.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
it's dangerous.
Damn.
That damn. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Got him too woke.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Sup, boys, especially PF, parentheses Ellen, and parentheses T. My boyfriend celebrity.
What was that?
Felon.
Oh,
yeah, because they got arrested.
Ellen. I was thinking Ellen.
No, that's what you're thinking.
You look like a woman.
No, but she thought felon because I got arrested.
Nice.
My boyfriend's celebrity crush, Camila Cabello, looks similar to his ex-girlfriend. He thinks Camila looks like his ex, and he knows I think it too, but every time he sees Camila, he practically gets a boner on the spot. Should I be offended? How do I keep myself from thinking all sorts of shitty things?
Isn't that the plot to a Killers song? Like, you had a boyfriend that looked like a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That I infected.
Killers are better than people give.
No, that's just roasting the guy.
Camila Cabello.
Saying the boy looks like a girl.
Okay, gotcha. So this guy had... Back it up for me, Hank.
One more time.
She sings that Havana song. I think she was on
Havana,
the Greatest.
Havana, half of Havana. Oh, your ex-girlfriend was very attractive.
Let me see.
Or no, your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend was very attractive.
You're not helping this girl at all.
Big Cat, let me see. No, she's not that cute. She's not that cute at all. This is PFLNT telling you that
I'm going to say she's cute.
You're way more attractive than she is. I believe in you.
Yeah,
now let's see what you've done is no. Big Cat's just going to be looking at pictures of her for the rest of the show. She's hot.
She's pretty hot. Okay.
How do I keep myself from thinking all sorts of shitty things?
Sounds like you already do.
You should get plastic surgery to look like he does.
You got to hope that... Oh, you know what? Maybe do one like a fake article. You know what? We'll start... Did you guys see the... Hold on. Ready for this? Did you guys see the Grammys? Camila Cabello shit her pants.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
That's gross.
Yeah,
what a
nasty,
gross, gross person who shits their pants, right?
Publicly like that.
Damn.
And she was wearing a white dress.
So now play that
so
exact clip for him, and then we just ruined every fantasy he'll ever have.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, you never know. Last one.
Good point, yeah.
Bukkakis and all
if
that
if he's
stuff.
German, that could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Last one.
Plumpkins, I meant to say.
Plumpkins. People don't
I meant
talk
to say
about
Plumpkin.
The Plumpkin
anymore. People do not talk about Plumpkin.
Probably,
you know
the hot.
I don't know what Plumpkin is. I've never heard all time. Plumpkin.
No, Plumpkin.
I know, but you said Plumpkin.
No, I said Plumpkin.
Plumpkin kind of sounds good.
Plumpkin, yeah, that's when you do it to the girl.
Let's just end the show. End the show.
We'll see everyone Friday. We got 2-time Super Bowl champion Kyle Van Noy on Friday.
I love you guys. We'll be right back.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.